Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Richard Friedman joins us out at Rose Hill. How are you, Rich?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
How you been, mate? Did you get much at Rose Hill?
I don't think we've got as much at Rose Hill as I live in Paddington. So yep. When I left this morning, it was, I think, a fair bit wetter. We'd had a fair bit more in towards the east than out yep. of Rose Hill.
Yep, understand. Well, for mine, one of the more intriguing runners tomorrow is Pumpkin Pie. Can you take us through how you got onto this, a really nice horse that was formerly trained out of Goulburn by Danny Williams?
Well, before we go that way, I may not run her tomorrow.
Okay, right.
The rain-affected track doesn't really suit her. So we're in two minds at the moment, and we'll just see what happens over the course of the next 12 or so hours. But
yeah.
But look, June Baker, I train a couple of horses that June is in, and she just asked me one day, that, you know, I'd like to train Pumpkin Pie. And I said, yeah, sure, you know, why wouldn't you?
You know.
It's a pretty classy little mare when she's on her day. And, you know, over the course of since she last ran and now she's grown a lot and she's put on a fair bit of weight. So, she's trialing well. I think there's more improvement in her no matter where she starts off, whether it's here or next Friday on the Kenzo. But I think there's, you know, after her first run, there'll probably be even more improvement out of her. But she's had 2,000-metre trials, you know.
Yeah.
Won both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, and I think that was, I think I texted you the morning of the first trial because that first trial, her name wasn't in that list, and suddenly whoever was calling the trials mentioned the name, and I thought, that's interesting. And then I went back and thought, hang on, Richard Friedman's now training it. So, you can't knock back horses like Pumpkin Pie.
You sure can't. I mean, I think there's some nice wins in her this prep. She's a bonny little mare.
Yeah, she is. All right. So it really comes down, if we got more storm activity, it sounds like you may wait.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. What about the Bandit on a rain-affected track?
I spoke to his owner, Paul Fudge, this morning and said, how do you think he goes on a wet track? Because, you know, obviously Paul's had a longer association with him
yep.
than me.
Yep.
And he said, look, I think with, you know, 53 kilos, it won't affect him one way or another. You know, he's an old, experienced horse, and he's never shown a propensity for or against it. So, no, it's I guess it's a little unknown, but we think he'll get through it pretty well.
He got a fair way back the other week and finished off okay. What did you take out of that run? Because obviously the run on the Kenzo was pretty good.
Yeah, James McDonald, who rode him at Rose Hill, was quite self-critical. He said, I don't think I rode him very well. I got too far back on him. And I could only agree.
Yeah.
and said, well, why? And he said, well, he was a bit frightened to dig him out of the gates because the horse in the past has had a tendency to want to over-race. And he said, I was a bit frightened to just give him a dig to hold his position in case he started to over-race. He said, and then by the time I got over the back at Rose Hill and they'd slowed right down and I was 10 lengths, 12 lengths off the lead. I knew I was in big trouble then. So he said that, but the horse finished off very well, which I thought he ran every bit as well and in that run as he had in his previous run to that when he won. So, and the horse has held his condition. He's exactly the same weight as he was when he won and exactly the same weight as he was when he ran at Rose Hill. So, you know, he's in good nick, the old bloke. And one thing James said, he said he never pulled for a stride.
Yeah.
So I think he's dropped that habit now, which is good.
He's just relaxed. And as you say, I mean, he normally carries a bit of weight, but I think he carried similar weight two or three starts ago there, or three runs ago now, looking at it. So down on 53, he is suited by that, isn't he?
Well, I think every horse is, you know.
Yeah,
The lighter weight you get, the better you are. It's just how they are relative to the top weight.
Roman Sun gets to 1,600 metres tomorrow. What's your instinct on that?
Probably not his ideal trip, but he is going as well as I've had him going since he was winning. We had a bit of an interrupted campaign with him early in the spring. Just a few things Cannon did go wrong with him. So we put him back out and gave him a little break after it. We had to abandon the campaign. He was just not where he needed to be.
Yep.
And I feel now he's right back to his right winning weight. He looks well. He's moving well. I think we've got him in the slot. So I don't think winning at a mile is impossible for him. He does have a very good turn of foot. It's just a little bit of a sticky draw there in the middle of the field, that's all.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how the track is racing by the time we get to this race. And he's one, though, that is okay on the rain affected.
Yeah, he's one on that. I think he won a when Anthony Cummings had him, he won a 2,200-metre race at Warwick Farm, and I think the track was pretty rain affected that day. So,
yeah
he's not a horse that minds it. In fact, he may prefer it.
Yep, understand. Of the three, and obviously a question mark with Pumpkin, it sounds like Roman Sun, if he can run a mile, get the right run from an awkward draw at this stage, well, he could be the best of the hopes tomorrow.
Well, yes. If he gets a nice run in a race that's run to suit him, I think he'd be hard to toss.
You got a couple there at Canterbury tonight. It's a soft seven out there at this stage. What's your thoughts on that pair?
Sennacherib, who's in the three-year-old mate, is actually a really nice horse on the way up. He lacks a little bit of experience, but his last run was really good. I don't think he'll mind soft going either, and he's drawn quite nicely. So I'm expecting he'll run better than his price.
Yep.
The other horse, Nahuel, probably better suited at a longer journey and will improve with a run, I think.
Yep, okay. All right, well, we'll wait and see. And I will mention, just before I let you go, people, you know, think Richard Friedman trains horses that have been around for a little while, but right at the moment, you've got a few two-year-olds that are up and about, haven't you?
I've got a few, yeah, just trialling them up. I haven't really pushed many to the track yet because I've only got a small number of two-year-olds. You know, I can't afford it. It's not like the old Friedman days when we'd break in 122-year-olds, you know, and you can take a few more risks with them as a trainer. I know, but I can't because I haven't got enough of them. So I'm being very gentle with them, but I've got a few that I like.
Yeah, no, we look forward to seeing those. I've seen a few, I think, seen trialling and whatever. So, mate, good luck over the weekend. Hope they run well for you, given the track conditions we're going to get.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Richard. Good on you, mate.